listening to the U Urban Bible Study Weekly Leaders Training Podcast. The U curriculum is especially created by and for urban and multi-ethnic churches. This podcast is designed to help leaders lead a Bible study using Lifeway's U Urban Bible Study resources. Each week, we examine a biblical passage, review some questions teachers may face, and give a practical teaching tip. I'm Dr. Mark Crosston, General Editor for the U Bible Study, and today I'm joined by our content editor, Natasha Menifee. Hello, Natasha.
Hello, Mark. We are back today for the second installment of Being an Authentic Church, and session two focuses on sharing Christ. We talk about disciples making disciples, and if we can remember that none of us came to know and to trust Christ without being introduced to him by or through someone else. This session is important because it reminds us that we all have been commissioned to be disciple makers, and that through our words and our actions, we can lead others to discover the same salvation in Christ that we have and have embraced.
All right. So here's our point. We are to invite others into relationship with Christ. What's the question? What does God want us to do with his message of reconciliation? And so this is easy. Take action. That's the first thing. Take action. Matthew 28, 18 through 20. Jesus came near and said to them, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." This is a passage is what we have commonly called the Great Commission. And a Great Commission, remember, is the idea of authorizing and sending one out to do something, right? You don't get a commission to do nothing. You get a commission to do something. And so Jesus says, "I have all authority." And he says, I'm commissioning you to go into all the world, every nation, and make disciples. And how do you do that? Teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And so to make disciples is not just introducing people to Jesus. He didn't give us that commission. Introducing people to Jesus and getting them saved is merely step one, but it is not the final step. Teaching them to observe everything I have commanded you. And since he has all authority and power, he says, and if you do this, I'm with you even to the end of the age. And so there it is. Get busy, take action, and fulfill this commission. What do you see here, Natasha?
So yeah, in these verses, take action, it really comes out. The word go, make, those are words, those are verbs, those are action words is what we would call, I would tell my students, they're action words. It requires us to do something, as you said. And so because everyone needs, that needs to hear about Jesus, they're not always going to come to the church, the building. So the church, the body must go out to them. So go, that's the first thing. We take action, we go, and then we make disciples. Make is another verb. And there's an intentionality that I see in that verb. We make disciples. We're intentionally making Christ followers, not necessarily church members or teachers or choir members or ushers. All those roles and gifts have a place in the body, but our primary commission here was to go and to make disciples. So every believer, our goal is to be a disciple of Christ, to reflect him to the world first. And then I see all. There's a lot of different variations of the word all here. And all means everything and everyone. He has all authority over everything. We're to make disciples of all nations, so everyone's included, teaching them to observe everything or all that I've commanded you, and that he's with us always to the end. So everything in these verses shows the action we're supposed to take, who we're supposed to take that action to, and what we're supposed to do. And we're all, as you said, been commissioned and powered by all the authority that Christ gives us. And he tells us how. He doesn't leave us without instruction. We're to make disciples, and he tells us to baptize them, teach them everything I've commanded you. So not my thoughts, my opinions, but the things that Christ has commanded. That's how we make disciples, and we don't have to do it alone because he's always with us.
All right. So this is our challenge. Take action. Take action. Not inaction, action. And what's the action we need to do? Talk about Jesus. Talk about Jesus. So 2 Corinthians is our text for this one. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And we're going to start at verse number 16. 2 Corinthians 5, 16. From now on, then, we do not know anyone from a worldly perspective. Even if we have known Christ from a worldly perspective, yet now we no longer know him in this way. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. And see, the new has come. Everything is from God, who has reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And he has committed the message of reconciliation to us. All right, so here it is. Talk about Jesus. We like to talk about a whole lot of things. Well, look, get this on your agenda. Talk about Jesus. And so he just reminds us that all of us used to have a worldly perspective, but God has now changed those things. When we come into Christ, we are transformed. We are not just joining a group. We are not just signing a membership pledge. We're not even just changing our clothes or our language. No, the scripture says that when we truly belong to Christ, we are transformed by the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Not just a new thought in his mind, not just a new way to use one's time, but a new creation. And if you are truly a new creation, it says, God has given us the same ministry that Christ has, the ministry of reconciliation. What was reconciliation? People were divided, and reconciliation means I'm bringing them back together again. And so we were divided, separated from God, and our task is to reconcile people and their relationship with God. Now, notice this in verse number 19. This is going to be hard for a lot of you all. Christ, that is, in Christ, God was reconciling the world to himself. Here's the part most of y'all are going to choke over. Not counting their trespasses against them. Wow, that's a big one right there, isn't it? not counting their trespasses against them. So this does not mean that everybody gets a free pass and nobody is ever accountable or responsible for the sins that they commit in this life. That's not what it says. But what it says is that if you reconcile with God through Jesus Christ, God will then give you a free pass on the old stuff, right? The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from every sin and every stain. And so he cannot count our trespasses against us. It's the whole reason Jesus died for us on Calvary's cross. And because he did that for each one of us. Come on now, none of us came into this spotless. We came in here spotty, right? But God forgave our trespasses and sins, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Look, if he did it for me, he can do it for you. What do you see here, Natasha?
Absolutely. We all have a before and after. And because we are new in Christ, we're to talk about Jesus and talk about our story and how we are new in this after part. Everybody has a story. Sometimes we're hesitant to talk about Jesus or share because we think we have to have certain words or certain way to do it. But I think it's simply we tell how his story has impacted our story. What was my life like before I met Jesus? How did I come to know Jesus? And what has my life been like since I met him? That's part of us being ministers of reconciliation, reconnecting people to God through Jesus. So we tell our story. We've been given that ministry to tell others how they can be saved the same way we were saved, because as you said, we came in spotty. But now he's made us spotless, and how that happened for us, how that transformation happened, and how we became new, that they can become new as well. So that's what we talk about. We talk about his story and how his story has impacted our story and changed our lives.
All right. So this last section is be ambassadors, starting at 2 Corinthians 5, verse number 20. Therefore, we are ambassadors for Christ, since God is making his appeal through us. We plead on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. He made the one who did not know sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. Be ambassadors. And so, you know, now in these days of social media, you see all these people who are promoting different things, and they say, I'm a digital content maker. That seems like, if you were to say, what's the biggest new profession people have? Digital content maker. Even if they only got, you know, 20 followers, I'm a digital content maker. Right. And so what they're trying to do is make this into some kind of livelihood or career, because what they want is to be paid as a brand ambassador. I'm a brand ambassador for such and such. And so then what do you do as a brand ambassador? You wear or use whatever that is, and you talk about whatever that is, and you take pictures and make little video clips, which you use in whatever that is, right? Whatever it is you're a brand ambassador for. Well, this text said that long before social media came around, God had already declared that all of us who are a part of the family of God are also to be brand ambassadors for Jesus Christ. What does a brand ambassador do, right? A brand ambassador wears Jesus Christ. A brand ambassador promotes Jesus Christ. A brand ambassador takes little pictures and selfies and movies reflecting Jesus Christ. And a brand ambassador is paid at the end. Come on, paid at the end when we get to meet him face to face. So just keep this in mind while you're hawking and promoting and pushing everything else. Push Jesus. In fact, if people were to look at your social media pages, what would they say is the most important thing you're trying to promote? I hope that they would say you are a brand ambassador for Jesus Christ. What do you see here, Natasha?
I think you said it well. My question I wrote down is, how well am I representing Christ? How well are we taking on the job and the role and the responsibility of being his ambassadors? Is my life a help or a hindrance to someone being reconciled back to God? I think those are some key questions in this section that stood out for me about being an ambassador for Christ. It's not just naming the name to reap the benefits of being a Christ follower, but we have a responsibility, and it's not a casual responsibility. There are lives on the line and eternity at stake on how well we reflect and represent Christ. So these verses were reflective for me. How well am I representing? How well am I handling my ambassador responsibility? Is someone being reconciled to God because of how I'm reflecting him in my daily life?
All right. So if you're a brand ambassador for Louis Vuitton, you can't wear Gucci, right? So same right. Here, same here. If you're an ambassador for Jesus Christ, you can't be putting on the devil's showcase. Come on, Ralph. All right.
Amen.
Be a brand ambassador. And so what a great conversation this will be around this lesson here today. Look, if you are a Bible study teacher, I want you to hold on just for a moment, because Natasha is going to give us a powerful 1 minute teaching tip. But I want to remind everybody, get your own copy of the You Bible Study Personal Study Guide. You can find everything you need to know at you.lifeway.com. That's you.lifeway.com. It is our urban cultural forward Bible study. It comes in paper and digital formats. There's a teacher guide in the back of the book. There are daily devotional pages that keep us engaged in the scriptures every single day. There's a leader pack that makes your lessons even more powerful, and it aligns with our Bible Studies for Life student and kids curriculum, so there's something for everybody. All right, Natasha, give us our teaching tip for today.
So today's teaching tip is to highlight the Live It section of the Learner Pages. At the conclusion of every session, the Live It section sums up the session and offers application points to challenge daily living. So I invite you to invite a learner to read the Live It section before your group ends, and then encourage them to be intentional to live out those points in the coming week. You may want to go the extra mile by sending reminders midweek and allowing time at your next Bible study for participants to share how they lived out their faith through the Live It section for the previous week.
All right. This is fantastic. What a great lesson this is going to be. Put a couple of social media posts out about this one when you get to hear, and be a brand ambassador for this lesson. All right. Thank you so much, my friends. Join us again for another You Bible Study podcast, because you never know where God will take you.